Catherine with a K. Catherine, K-A-T-H-E-R-I-N-E, Smith, S-M-I-H-E-H. 5/24/22 today, born 12/12/70. Chief complaint, cough, number one, congestion, number two, nausea, number three, leg pain, number four, extensive family history of DVT, number five, extensive coronary artery disease, status post-pacemaker, number six, next number, tiredness, next number, headache, next number is lumps and bumps in the neck per patient, next number, I'm afraid I might have COVID, next number, history of coronary artery disease and status post-pacemaker times two. Our patient is a 51-year-old woman, married, 8 years, has children, lives in Livingston, works at Lowe's, L-O-W-E-S, hardware store, period. Any paragraph she comes in today with really history of cough, congestion, body ache, fever. Today developed leg pain bilaterally. Her daughter is very concerned about it because of history of blood clots in the family and other heart issues, period. Any paragraph, social, last period, February of 2022. She's going through the change. She doesn't drink, but she does smoke half a pack to a quarter pack a day. She's married for 8 years, has three children, works at Lowe's in Livingston, as I mentioned.
You can go ahead and sign in number 11.
Surgery, C-section, pacemaker 2003, pacemaker 2010. Medical problem, sleep apnea on CPAP, hypertension, medication, losartan, 100 milligram once a day, immunization, J&J, COVID immunization times one, allergen and drug allergy, family history, mom died of hypertension, dementia, dad died of myocardial infarction 45 years ago. There's history of coronary artery disease, MI, defibrillator placement, heart problems in the family, and history of stroke and hyperlipidemia. Mammogram, never been done. Colonoscopy, never been done. Lab work was done a month ago. Patient's review of system as above. She weighs 175 pounds, 95% to 98% oxygen, 98.4, 16, 74, 143 over 83, heart positive, small positive, 2, with few ectopics, lungs, ronchi, few valves, abdomen, soft TM, but slight tenderness over the epigastric area. Noted. TMs are red, pushed to pharynx is red and inflamed, anterior chain lymphadenopathy noted, neurological non-focal lower extremity. There's calf tenderness bilaterally, with no evidence of redness, and trace edema. Did you get injections, you guys? Patients alert, awake, no distress. She got injections? That's it? Assessment, number one. Leg pain. Number two, DVT studies are negative. Number four, PVD mild. Number five, Toradol 30 milligram IM now. Number six, lymphadenopathy consistent with sinusitis. Number seven, flu A, flu B negative. Number eight, so did she get any antibiotics or anything? What is her prescriptions? Next number is headache, next number is leg pain, next number is lymphadenopathy. But do you have a prescription copy right there? Next number is pacemaker times two. Next number is smoking, must quit smoking. Next number, we talked about this at length. Next number is sleep apnea and CPAP. Next number is abdominal pain. Next number, no. Next number, treat with Z-Pak at home. Next number, Medrol dose pack. Next number, because of her abdominal pain, we looked at her abdominal ultrasound, which was negative, except for slight fatty liver. Next number, because of her heart issues, we looked at her heart. She does have RVH and LVH with hypokinesis. Apical portion. Next number, because of family history of extensive family history of stroke, we looked at a carotid ultrasound. It was within normal limits, and because of some dizziness, period. And paragraph, because of nausea, again, the gallbladder was looked at, which was negative. Next number is calf pain, of course, required evaluation for DVT. None was noted. Next number, arm pain is most likely musculoskeletal, especially in her elbows, where she's hurting. Next number, recommended for patient to have mammogram and colonoscopy per PCP. She doesn't want to do it at this time. Next number. Quit smoking once again. Next number. O2 sats borderline. If not improved in the next 2 days, will be developed shortness of breath. Come back for a chest x-ray. Next number is repeat O2 sat was actually improved at 98%. Next number is COVID immunization is up to date. Next number. Neck swelling appears to be a secondary to a lymphadenopathy related to her sinus infection. Next number of findings discussed with patient at length before leaving the clinic. Thank you.